Good morning and welcome to Israel AM for April 21st, 2020. Deaths from the coronavirus in Israel have risen to 181. There are 113 people on ventilators. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Benny Gantz have finally agreed to form a government. Netanyahu will be prime minister for the first 18 months and Gantz will be defense minister. Then Gantz will become prime minister for the following 18 months. The government is expected to include 32 ministers and more than a dozen deputy ministers, making it the largest in Israel's history. Gantz's political partner, Gabi Ashkenazi, will serve as foreign minister during the first 18 months. Blue and White will also receive the justice, immigration and absorption, culture and sports, economics and welfare, communications, agriculture, strategic issues, tourism, social equality, and Diaspora Affairs Ministries. Netanyahu will have veto power over the appointment of the Attorney General and State Prosecutor. The Unity Agreement includes a clause that states that Israel will assume sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, on July 1st. Syrian media reported that an Israeli attack hit the city of Palmyra in eastern Homs, where Iranian-backed militias are based. Israel did not comment. Today is Yom HaShoah, when we remember and honor the memories of the 6 million Jewish men, women, and children who were murdered by the Nazis and their collaborators. On the Hebrew calendar, it marks the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. In these difficult times of battle against the coronavirus, it is even more challenging than usual to focus on remembering the Holocaust and paying tribute to the memories of those lost and those who survived, and to honor the ever-shrinking number of survivors still with us. But it behooves us to take some time today to stop and reflect on the greatest tragedy in Jewish history and pledge to never let it happen again. There are plenty of online resources that can help us remember and reflect. There are movies and survivor testimonies on YouTube. There is yadvashem.org. There's also a documentary that the link is in the email. Following are a few testimonies from the murderers and witnesses. Testimony of Ukrainian women, witnesses to murder of the Jewish population of Sataniv. Quote, "The Jews were walled up under the marketplace in a cellar. The Germans had burned some straw to make smoke and smother them. Then, after closing the door, they had piled 2 meters of earth on top. For 4 days afterwards, the Jews had tried to get out. People saw the ground of the marketplace moving. On the 5th day, the silence was total." Testimony from the village of Berniki. "We are going to tell the truth. You see the house down there on the left, the modern house? Well, down there he hid Jews during the war. He hid a lot. And each time he killed them during the night, he smothered them with quilts. When they were dead, he stripped them and took their bodies to the quarry to get rid of them." Source is The Holocaust by Bullets by Father Patrick DuBois. From the testimony of Joseph F., a German soldier stationed in Kerch, Crimea, who witnessed the mass execution of hundreds of Jews. Quote, "I climbed up onto the embankment I have already mentioned and saw a heap of clothes, children's shoes and hats lying right there. I also saw piles of watches, trucks full of men, women and children that were arriving. The trucks arrived at the road and after they stopped, the people were pulled out by Russian civilians overseen by an SS guard. If they didn't go fast enough, they were hurried along with sticks until they were all assembled on the embankment. On the other side of the embankment, the Jews had to take off their clothes. If they didn't do this fast enough, their clothes were ripped off by the Russians and 2 or 3 SS guards. If the Jews hadn't known before, now they discovered what was to become of them. Some moaned too loud, but most of the older Jews clasped their hands and looked toward the sky. It was always the same image. They clasped their hands the way we do at home to ask for something and looked up at the sky. When the children had nice shoes, they were pulled off by the Russians and the SS. The firing squad was composed of 5 or 6 SS. Once they were in front of the shooters, the Jews had to jump into the anti-tank ditch and stand against the straight wall. From there, it all went very fast. As soon as they were all inside, there was firing, and the people slid to the ground. I noticed among the women a man who was obviously paralyzed. He was big and fat. He was dragged to the execution spots by 2 12 to 14-year-old boys. The two boys took him by the shoulders but had to keep putting him down because he was so heavy. When they put him down, another Russian would hit and push them. Then I noticed a very handsome couple with 2 small children. The husband and wife were very well dressed. You could see right away that they were fine people. This couple was in one of the groups that the Russian civilian was bringing toward the firing squad. The woman had a child of about 1 in her arms, and the couple was leading another child of 3 or 4 by the hand. Once they were facing the firing squad, I saw the man ask for something. He had probably asked for permission to hold his family in his arms one last time because I saw him embrace his wife and the child she was holding. But at the same moment, the shots were fired and everyone fell to the ground. I watched those people at the way to the firing squad, all the way to the firing squad, because they were such a handsome couple and they had 2 children. The soldier then continues to describe the murder of Jewish children. Most of the time, the children knocked over by their falling mothers sat on the ground or on their mothers' bodies without really understanding what had just happened. I saw how they climbed on their mothers among the dead women. They looked around and definitely did not understand what was going on. I still have the image very clearly before my eyes. They looked up with their big eyes and scared expressions at the shooters. They were too terrified to cry. Twice I saw an SS go down into the ditch with a rifle and kill the children who were sitting on the dead or on their own mothers with 1 shot to the nape of the neck. As I've said, they weren't crying, but looking around in shock. I think he was aiming for the head with his gun. At least, he held the barrel not far from the head, because I noticed almost no space between the head and the barrel. The children I saw struggling to move here and there ranged from babies to children of 2 or 3 years. This is also from the book, The Holocaust by Bullets. Testimony from the book, The Death Brigade by Leon W. Wells. I worked at the firm of Fetter and Dauman at 5 Zrandlane Street with my 2 daughters. One was 17, the other 15. After the liquidation of the ghetto, we were hidden in the company's building. The director of this firm took everything from us. Then the Gestapo came and brought us here, my 2 children and I. This was a few days ago. Today they took us together with you to the sands, and I was separated from my 2 daughters. I, as everyone else, went down to the ravine. After a long time, about 15 people were selected and taken to the place where we left the women and children in the morning. And they were all, and my 2 daughters among them, lying dead, shot. What girls, beautiful, intelligent, what I wouldn't have done for them. They told us to make a fire, and we threw all the bodies into it, my children too. The SS shot a woman. The woman's child is sitting next to her in a puddle of blood with her head and her dead mother's breast sleeping. An SS man wakes the child by whipping her. She must go with the other children to the sands. The child screams in terror, "Mother, it hurts." The child gets up and starts to run, and the SS man goes after her. The child yells, and the murderer decides to shoot her on the spot. He reaches for his pistol and shoots. Let us take a pledge on this Yom HaShoah to never let the horrors of the Holocaust happen again to any people, anywhere. May the memories of the 6 million serve as a blessing for us.